Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about another upcoming CCR condo right in the heart of Robinson Quay. Robinson Opus, can buy or buy. To answer this, let's run into some property detail first before breaking it down with a detailed SWOT analysis. Robinson Opus is an upcoming 999-year leasehold mixed-use luxury development in the heart of Robinson Quay. District 9. Scheduled for launch soon, this project is a joint venture by Fraser Property and Siki Su House. It is the redevelopment of the existing Robinson Walk and Fraser Place site into a vibrant, integrated residential and commercial enclave, comprising 348 units and 26 commercial units. This upcoming condo is at the juncture of Unity Street and Mohamad Sultan Road. UE Square Shopping Mall is diagonally across the road. Next to it is the pier at Robinson. Singapore River is just minutes walk away. And most importantly, Fort Canning MRT station is right across the road. This site measures 9,100 square meters. It's zoned residential with commercial component at the first story. Since this is a redevelopment project, I cannot determine the break-even cost. This development comprises 5 blocks of 9, 10 story high. There are 348 units and is on 999 years leasehold from 1st July 1841. TOP is targeted to be on Q4 2028. As for car park, since it's very near to an MRT station and most likely more than half will be investment unit, there will be no one-to-one car park allocation. The architect is ADDP Architecture LLP. As for the unit mix, there's a good mixture of 1 to 4 bedrooms spread across the different blocks. The basement are occupied by car parks, followed by retail offering on the first floor. The apartments start from the second to the 10th floor. First and foremost is this 999 years versus 999 years. Some say this is not important. Some say freehold one are overpriced. Some say freehold one will make less profit as compared to 999 years one in the resale market. Sometimes I think they are all smarter than you and me. Next GE, I think we better recommend them to stand as independent candidates. My theory here is very simple. Got money and you can afford 999 years. Then please go and buy. Especially when many of your neighbors are also on freehold or 999 years tenure. However, interestingly, some of the condos here along the Singapore River are also on 999 years leasehold. They are sold as government land sale decades ago. Secondly, Robinson Opus is selling its location. Prime city location yet accessible to riverside dining, cafes, boutiques, with hotspots like Clarke Quay, Boat Quay, Chinatown, Orchard Road, and Marina Bay just minutes away. Fort Canning MRT station is on the downtown line. It's merely a 5-minute walk, seamlessly connecting residents to the CBD, Orchard, and Bayfront. You can even walk to office. Thirdly, this is a low-density boutique development with 348 residential units. It's not classified as a mid-tier project. Either it's too small to be classified as a small development. Such low-density living experience is suitable mainly for singles, couples, and small family that cherish convenience and privacy. As a first mover luxury CCR development with 999 years tenure in Robinson Quay, the price per square feet will likely be selling at a premium. As mentioned by Fraser Property, price starting from 3150 PSF or an average of about 3400 per square feet. This means the suite will start from 1.37 million, 1 bedroom from 1.58 million, 2 bedroom from 2.17 million, 3 bedroom compact from 3.1 million. And 4-bedder from 5.09 million. This small to mid-tier project, although exclusive, often have higher maintenance fees and less extensive communal facility compared to bigger development. While amenities are heightened, long-term costs could remain a concern for potential buyers. In the CCR area, you must also be prepared to hold them for the long term. Let's face it, the era where prices surge to record high due to hot money and liberal purchase is over after the introduction of the ABSD and tightening reins on our anti-terrorism and money laundering act. I can still even recall a decade ago, some bullish analysts even quoted that price in the CCR will reach a new ultra-luxury level, way beyond the luxury level we ever seen. In my heart, what are they talking about? All these are rich man game, like Squid Game Lay. Price level at 4,000 to 6,000 per square feet are not for the man on the street. Well, you don't believe me? Let me share with you this prime freehold condo near Orchard MRT station. You see, last time they buy 4,000 to even 6,800 per square feet directly from the developer. Talking about ultra luxury prices, today sell only 4,000 per square feet, lost as much as 2 million to even 7 million. At this junction, you don't need to worry about them. Who know they already make money already. That's why for those that enter the CCR arena, you must have a long-term horizon. Buy and keep this like a trophy asset. Since it's on 999's list, its value should hold pretty well as long as Singapore economy continue to do well. CCR has seen renewed interest as cooling measure normalize and foreign capital return. With a shrinking price gap between CCR and RCR or OCR, prime launches like Robinson Oppos can capitalize on its pent-up demand. The retail podium in the heart of Robinson Quay offers another option for residents to live, work and play. This will definitely help to support rental use. For 999's project in the CCR, you must be prepared to hold them for the long term. A good example is the Pier at Robinson. This is a 201 units freehold development that TOP way back in 2006. Here, let us take a look at the historical chart since its launch back in late 2003. Back then, they are going for 900 plus per square feet. Today, they are trending close to 2,500 per square feet. Not too bad, right? This is more than 200% increment over 2 decades. That is why property, especially those on freehold or 999 years tenure, you must have the luxury of time to hold on to them. The profitable transactions also say it all. 219 winners and 11 losers. Returns are also pretty attractive for those that kept them since day one. Here, let me share with you another example. This is another freehold condo near Newton MRT station. Pullman Residence TOP only this year. There are only 340 units. Interestingly, this condo has a healthy number of profitable deals. There is even one unit that was bought just 2 years ago. The seller flipped it for the cool 552,000 profit even after paying the 4% SSD amounting to 160,000. Net-net, he still made close to 400,000 in just 2 years. That's why the authority came down hard on sub-sale transactions. As usual, we are living in a very unsettling world today. The never-ending war in Ukraine, Russia, and in the Middle East could have a bigger impact to the world economy. Although the Chaldean war seems to be over, we can never know what will happen next. As for the latest cooling measure, surely it will reduce speculation activities. Take-up rate will slow down, especially for new homes. Market sentiment will be affected. Investors will hold back, but will developers be kind enough to lower down their profit margin and price attractively? Well, if they do that, then new homes will continue to move. The other concern, in my opinion, is the flood of new homes in the core central region. Let's face it, in the Zion Road area, there are already two government land sale sites, one by CDL and the other by All Green. Just across the road in River Valley Green, Parcel A, Wing Thai is going to launch River Green very soon. This is followed by River Valley Green Parcel B, which was already awarded. Then, we have River Valley Green Parcel C being put up for sale. Seriously, we have so many people to fill up so many condos? Anyway, this is not my problem. What I only know is money is never enough. Robinson Oppos stands as a compelling luxury address combining price, 999 years tenure, prime location, quality design, and sort of mixed use development. It represents a hidden opportunities, especially for buyers seeking a long-term heritage asset in Singapore urban district. For homeowners that are interested in such a project, always adopt a long-term horizon in property investment. For those that are keen, kindly reach out to me. My company is the official marketing agent. Thank you for watching.